From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama, joined by his French counterpart Nicolas Sarkozy, said today he would like to see new UN sanctions put in place against Iran. The president, at a joint news conference at the White House following the Paris meeting, said rather than waiting, he'd like to see those actions taken within a matter of weeks.
We are working diligently with our international partners, emphasizing to them that, as Nicolas said, this is not simply an issue of trying to isolate Iran. It has enormous implications for the safety and the security of the entire region.
Mr. Obama did say, however, the door remains open to diplomacy with Iran. The president also said both he and the French president are working aggressively towards sustaining the global economic recovery. President Obama officially completed his health care overhaul. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, he signed a budget reconciliation bill that made several significant changes to last week's health bill.
Mr. Obama signed the measure at a community college in Northern Virginia. That was to highlight the portions of the bill that would expand the role of the federal government in the college loan process. But the major portions of the measure revised the health bill that became law last week. Those changes include provisions that would eventually close the gap in prescription drug coverage for seniors on Medicare and boost subsidies for middle-income families who could be required to purchase health insurance if they don't already have it. The new bill also delays and scales back the so-called Cadillac tax on very generous health plans and raises Medicare taxes on individuals with incomes over $200,000 a year and couples with incomes over $250,000. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Federal judge says it is troubling that in two major cases, the federal government has paid millions of taxpayer dollars to resolve lawsuits without punishing any government employees. The judge scolded the CIA as he signed off on the agreement, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This case involved a drug enforcement official who was working in Burma when the CIA illegally wiretapped his phone. That was 17 years ago. Since then, the CIA has tried to get judges to throw this case out. The agency argued a trial would compromise state secrets. Judge Royce Lamberth found that the CIA lied to the court, and he let the case proceed. Eventually, the agency agreed to pay the former drug enforcement agent $3 million. Now, Judge Lamberth has signed off on the agreement with some hesitation. He pointed out that the FBI recently paid almost $6 million to settle a lawsuit in the anthrax case. Lamberth wrote, "Again, it does not appear that any government officials have been held accountable for this loss to the taxpayer. This is troubling to the court." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, a mostly flat finish for stocks today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 11 points. The Nasdaq was up 6 points today. This is NPR. A man held prisoner by Colombian rebels for more than 12 years was freed by his captors today. Sergeant Pablo Emilio Moncayo, a Colombian soldier held by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, since he was 19 years old, was reunited with his family. Moncayo smiled warmly as he stepped down from a helicopter and urged his family to slow down as they excitedly raced to greet him. One of those family members, a 6-year-old sister, was seeing her brother for the first time. A couple who ran elderly care centers in California is under arrest for smuggling illegal immigrants and forcing them to work in slave-like conditions, NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
According to an FBI affidavit, Max and Melinda Morales, both in their 40s, ran residential care facilities in Paso Robles, a town in central California. The two allegedly contracted a smuggler in the Philippines to fraudulently obtain U.S. visas for at least 3 immigrants. The immigrants were brought to 4 facilities in Paso Robles and forced to work 24-hour shifts, sleep in either a closet or on mattresses in the garages, and were seldom given days off. All were forced to repay thousands of dollars in smuggling fees before receiving low wages. The Moraleses allegedly confiscated the workers' passports and threatened to have them deported or hurt their families in the Philippines if the workers complained about conditions or told state officials about the long hours and low pay. The immigrants escaped from the residential care centers with the help of relatives of one of the patients. Kerry Kahn, NPR News.
Closely watched home price index rose 0.3% in January from the previous month. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index looks at home prices in 20 major metropolitan areas. The biggest rise in home prices came in Los Angeles, where prices were up 1.8% from December. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.